This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and Lao PDR signed 6 MOUs and agreements in various fields, including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to Laos through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund for a project to improve nutrition security. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his counterpart Sunase Sifondo in Vientiane. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday met President Thongloung Sisoulith in Vientiane. The two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. After concluding his successful two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi reached New Delhi yesterday. The Mysore-Darbhanga Bagmati Express derailed last night after crashing into a stationary goods train at Kavarapettai near Gumidipundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway. Following the collision, at least 12 to 13 coaches were derailed. No casualties have been reported so far, but some injuries have been reported. The few injured passengers have been moved to nearby hospitals. According to Southern Railway, the express, after passing Ponneri near Chennai, the crew experienced a heavy jerk and the train entered the loop line and collided with a goods train that was standing there. 30 soldiers from the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, are engaged in the relief and rescue operation. The district collector has placed nearby hospitals in Kavarapettai on high alert to manage any potential emergencies arising from the accident. Authorities are currently investigating the cause of the accident and assessing the situation. The Southern Railway's Chennai division has released emergency helpline numbers 044-253-54151 and 044-243-54995. Passengers of an Air India Express flight had a narrow escape yesterday when the aeroplane developed a technical snag with its landing gear soon after getting airborne. The flight was going from Tiruchi to Sharjah with 154 passengers and crew. An emergency appeal was sent to the Tiruchi airport so that the aircraft could land. In J&K, Omar Abdullah of National Conference staked a claim to form the government and handed over the letters of support from Congress, CPIM, AAP and Independents to the Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha. Later speaking to the media, he said that he has requested the Lieutenant Governor to fix a date for the swearing-in ceremony so that the government can be formed in Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has commended the Army for the high standard of operational preparedness and capabilities. He was virtually addressing the 2nd Army Commanders Conference in Gangtok, Sikkim. He said issues related to defence diplomacy, indigenisation, information warfare, defence infrastructure and force modernisation should always be contemplated in such a forum. Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy has notified scheme guidelines for implementation of innovative projects under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. Under the scheme component innovative projects, 500 crore rupees has been earmarked to encourage advancements in rooftop solar technologies, business models and integration techniques. The festival of Vijayadashmi or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravana, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Vijayadashmi. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, defending champions Australia defeated Pakistan by 9 wickets at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the United Arab Emirates. Put into bat first, Pakistan struggled and was dismissed for a mere 82 runs in 19.5 overs. In response, the Australian side cruised past the winning line in just 11 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.